ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति। आज विशेष दिवाली के निमित्त,
टुडे स्पेशली ऑन अकाउंट ऑफ दिवाली,
गुरुवार के दिन आप सब के
ऑन दिस थर्सडे I took remembrance of all of you and reached Satar region. And the moment I reached, I saw the reason was Satar region was decorated very beautifully. But the lights there were totally different from the lights in this physical world.
Lights ke sundar sundar design
everywhere, there were beautiful designs of lights and they were made in such a way that I felt that I have come in a different world, the world where everything is, the whole atmosphere is full of the designs of lights, and we can have many types of experiences there. And so I was totally absorbed in the experiences that I was feeling there. And after a while, I saw the Baba there. And Baba's form was also very beautiful. From his angelic form, the colorful, golden, white colored, silver colored rays were there. And so from Baba's angelic form, such different rays of light were spreading. And in the subtle region, I was experiencing the love, peace. After a while, Baba asked me, daughter, what are you seeing? I said, today here I am experiencing super senses joy. So Baba was smiling. And Baba said, when the light of the soul comes in, it reaches to its extreme fullness. In that extreme fullness, the soul starts experiencing those virtues of the soul. And then Baba gave a signal. In front of Baba, there are many brothers and sisters, and Baba was giving drishti to each and everyone. And the moment Baba was giving the drishti to each one, each one's form looked like an angel. And together with that angelic form, in each one's hand there was a lit lamp. And those angels gradually lifting upwards, and they went upwards in the space, and through all those angels, everywhere in the world there were light, everywhere there was the joyful atmosphere, the Deepavali celebration. Baba said, did you see the child? Baba said, I invited all of you in the angelic world for celebrating Diwali. So these are the angels which are equal to Father. And Baba is also making you like himself. So all those angels spread everywhere in all the directions. I could see the atmosphere of Deepavali, and afterwards what Baba did, there was a beautiful stage decorated, there was throne, crown, everything was there. Baba said, daughter, did you see how the children are going to celebrate Diwali with Baba? Baba showed the scenery of the coronation. There was a beautiful crown, beautiful throne, and beautiful dresses were also there. But everything was made up of light and they were shining a lot. And the shining was in such a way that through that shining, the waves of the happiness were emerging out. Baba said that in the golden age the coronation is celebrated, and which is in the form of Deepavali. So today Baba is giving you that experience being here in conscious age, and Baba wishes that all of his children should become Bath father's heirs. So Baba is making the child, every child heir, and was doing the coronation in the future world. And as soon as Baba said the coronation, in each one's head a crown just appeared, and in front of everyone there was the throne. And automatically the tilak get applied and they got decorated with the ornaments. So each one was looking in the form of the goddess, god and goddesses which they are going to become in the future world. Then Baba said, my each child should become air quality child, and in that air quality child, Baba has made these children especially example in front of world, and has given the special responsibilities. And Baba wishes that every child should always be seated on his heart throne, and whatever knowledge and powers Baba has given to children, children should be decorated with all those powers and knowledge points. So that scene was very beautiful. And then after a while, what I saw, that some of the children were getting down from their throne, and some of them were moving their crowns and putting on the side, and some were looking at their decoration. And Baba said, see what Baba does and what children are doing out of their innocence. Baba has the whatever responsibility Baba has given children, forget that. And see how Baba makes the children to sit on the heart throne, and from that heart throne also children get down. And whatever decoration Baba has done for the children, that decoration also they are remembering, and sometimes they are forgetting. So Baba said, in what way children should celebrate Diwali? Baba said, each child should have a light of purity in such a way that there should be that attraction in such a way that in front of whomever they stand, they can attract the person who is in front of them. So Baba said, with the power of purity, children can lit the lamp of many souls. Baba said, children are definitely pure, but sometimes for some, but many times for many types of things they bring the mixturity, and therefore there is some glimpse of that mixturity. And because of that, the lamp of the soul which is lit, because of that mixturity, that lit lamp looks like a little dim. And so each child should be in their extreme fullness, the complete form become attractive magnet, pure. And then what I saw, there is Baba's light, and as soon as Baba gave drishti, with the wave of that one drishti, in each child there was lot of light. Everyone's form became full of light, and Baba said, see, with one drishti everyone's light has ignited. And now the time is coming, such a time is coming that the with one drishti and one thought, many souls' lamps will be lit, and the souls will have the experiences also. So you children have to pay attention on this. And then while smiling, Baba said, on the day of Diwali, Deepavali, Baba is going to give the gift. And as soon as Baba said, Baba is going to give gift,
angel,
Baba showed a very beautiful angel. Inside that angel there was light. It was very transparent, and through that transparency seven colors were emerging out, and that seven colors took the form of the rainbow and spread it everywhere, and there was a beautiful atmosphere got created. And Baba said, now as per the time, children have to be detached from each and everything, and they have to make their self stage higher. They should not come down from their higher stage. And the more you establish yourself in that higher stage, then the children will have the lives of the lot of experiences which children can give to others, and others can feel that. But because of not having some understanding about these things, Baba said, children should be detached from many things. They should be in their angelic stage. They should be in the observer stage, detached observer. And that angel reached to everywhere. And then Baba said, what people in the world do on the Diwali, and you children are becoming complete and perfect, but as the time moves, the time is coming that for the preparation of that time, what children have to do. So Baba said, even now there are many children, what they do? Through their words, they create such a power, such an atmosphere that so
celebration kam hote jayenge.
So Baba says, the time will come that external celebration will get reduced. Baba said, don't burst the crackers of the words, because that spoils the atmosphere and causes sorrow to others. So Baba says, don't burst the crackers of words. And Baba's intention was that children should pay attention on their speech. And the second thing Baba said, that the body consciousness, those who burst the crackers of the arrogance of the body, that will cause a loss. So children should pay attention at the present moment, that they should, the whatever wave of the arrogance of the body or body consciousness emerges in them, they have to finish that, because the time will come that you cannot speak a word, you can't even express your behavior that way. And whatever internal stage you are maintaining, that will only help you, and you can make others also to experience. So Baba says, so lit the lamp of the internal experiences and also do the practice of silence, and through your sweet behavior make others in a such a way that they also can experience whatever they wanted, I have received from here, found from here. And then Baba invited everyone and made them to have dance. Baba gave drishti to everyone. Everyone was in decorated form. The atmosphere was very beautiful. Baba said, children, always continue to celebrate Diwali. Always the lamp should be lit. There shouldn't be a deck of Maya. There shouldn't be shadow of Maya. You shouldn't be influenced by the shadow of Maya, that your lamp should not be extinguished. So be aware, be keep yourself safe from the shadow of Maya. So children have to specially pay attention of themselves. And then I offered bhog to Baba, and Baba said, Baba called each and every child and fed the bhog with his hand. Baba said, be filled with the power and keep on giving the blessings of power to others. Keep flying and always keep your lamp of knowledge lit. And so Baba gave lots of blessings to everyone and gave love and remembrance. And those who gave love and remembrance for Baba, Baba also gave the love and remembrance for them. Om Shanti.